I understand you're starting on a sad note today. I understand a popular voice in Zambian football has been silenced.
Kim, the sunny side of sports remembers Dennis Liwewe, a popular soccer commentator who was known as the voice of Zambian football. Liwewe died Tuesday at age 78 in a Lusaka hospital of liver complications. He covered Zambia's national team, the Chipolopolo, for decades. And Zambia's sports minister, Chichimba Kamwili, said he dedicated his life to football. Let's listen now to the voice of Zambian football after the Chipolopolo lifted the Africa Cup of Nations trophy in Gabon in 2012.
Zambia displayed one important point, the determination to succeed, even when humanity, when other people regard you as a non-entity. You are underdogs. You have no chance against Senegal. They gave us the names of top players in the Senegalese side playing in France and in Britain. They gave us names of great players playing in Cote d'Ivoire who were Zambians. Nothing. Underdogs. But we showed one thing, the spirit of attack, attack, and attack. We shall never surrender. That is the spirit that was the core business of the Zambian team in hot and humid Gabon. That was the spirit of the young Zambian players who 24 hours before had scattered flowers into the shores of Gabon, where in 1993 their brothers perished in that tragic plane. And they said to themselves, never again. But the message was loud and clear from Zambia. We told the boys to conquer or die. And they conquered, believing that we can do it. And they did it in style. Dennis Liwewe, signing off from Lusaka, Zambia.
Dennis Liwewe, the voice of Zambian football, who died in Lusaka Tuesday at age 78. Elsewhere in African football, Ethiopia has hired Mariano Barreto as the new head coach of the national team, nicknamed the Walia Antelopes. The 57-year-old Portuguese coach signed a 2-year contract. He replaces Sunet Bishaw, who got the boot in February after a poor campaign at the African Nations Championship Tournament in South Africa. Barreto's main objective is to qualify Ethiopia for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco. He's coached all over the world, including Russia and the Middle East, and he had a brief stint as Ghana's coach in 2003 and 2004. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening from Washington, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, qualifying has begun for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament to be hosted by Morocco. How about an update?
Well, that's right, Sonny. We've had the first round, and it was just one match because, as previously mentioned on your show, Eritrea pulled out and South Sudan got a bye. So it was down to Mauritania against Mauritius. Now, the first leg went 1-0 in favor of Mauritania in their capital, Nouakchott. And the return match at the weekend was played in Kurupipi in central Mauritius. And it ended in an impressive 2-0 away victory for the Mauritanians. That, Sonny, is their first away victory ever in the Africa Cup of Nations. And let me tell you, they've played 20 previous away matches. They drew 2 and lost the other 18. So if the Mauritanians were celebrating long into the night on the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, who could blame them? Demba Sow, a defender who plays in France, he put them ahead after 38 minutes. And then a midfielder who caught my eye during the African Nations Championship in South Africa earlier this year, Sheikh Moulay Ahmed, and it's much easier, I think, to remember him by his nickname, which is Bessam. He slid in to convert a cross in the 90th minute for the second goal. So a really impressive away performance up by the Mauritanians, who had their fair share of pre-match problems. The first one, and unfortunately this is an issue with many African national teams, was one of funds. The federation simply hadn't got the money to take the team from Mauritania to Mauritius. So the sports ministry had to step in and foot the bill. Then there was administrative problems over the Egyptian-based striker Dominique Da Silva. He is the star of Mauritanian football. He previously played for Al Ahly, and he now plays for the other Cairo giants, Zamalek. He was ruled out of both the first and second legs. So with him back, the Mauritanians will be confident. They are, Sonny, ranked only 42 in Africa, but there is a lot of enthusiasm since the French coach, Patrice Nouveau, took over. And many of the players are saying that not only will they win their second round game, they're also planning to win their third round game and then qualify from the group phase. There is a real confidence that the Mauritanians can go all the way to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. My view, I think they might be getting slightly ahead of themselves. They'll do very well indeed if they can win their next two knockout matches and qualify for the group stage. I think that in itself will be a great achievement for Mauritania. But who knows, Sonny? We've seen it in recent years with the likes of Niger, with Botswana. So maybe that's a team we've got to watch out for, the Mauritanians in the forthcoming qualifiers.
David, in African club football, first leg playoff action over the weekend in the CAF Confederation Cup competition, the second tier tournament in Africa. How about an update?
Right, Sonny, let's look at the results first. Al Ahly of Egypt 1, Difa El Jadidi of Morocco 0, Real Bamako of Mali 2, Djoliba of Mali 1, AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville 2, Medeama of Ghana 0. Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa 1, ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast 2, Cotton Sport of Cameroon 2, Petro Atletico of Angola 1, Heroya of Guinea 0, Etoile Sahel of Tunisia 0, Sewe San Pedro of Ivory Coast 2, Bayelsa United of Nigeria 0, and Nkana of Zambia 0, CA Bezerton of Tunisia 0. Now, the return matches will be played on the coming weekend. That's April 25, 26, and 27. If we look at these ties, well, Al Ahly playing in the Confederation Cup for only the second time. And just a reminder, they dropped down after losing out in the final qualifiers for the CAF Champions League. They got back on the winning trail with a 1-0 home victory over Al Jadidi of Morocco. And what a superb goal it was that gave the Egyptians victory. Al Said scored it midway through that first half. Superb passing, Sonny, between El Said and Rawoff, and it ended with El Said inside the box, hammering the ball past the Moroccan goalkeeper. But it's a very narrow lead, and I hardly need to remind supporters of Al Ahly that when they last played in the Confederations Cup in 2009, they took a 3-goal lead to Angola over Santos, lost the return match by 3-0, and then lost out on penalties. So this tie, I think it's safe to say, is still very much in a balance. But the one thing in favor of the Egyptians is they did not concede a goal at home. So were they to lose 2-1 or 3-2 away, they would still go through on the away goal rule. The All-Mali affair was settled in favor of Real Bamako over Djoliba by 2-1. AC Leopards of Congo, who won the Confederations Cup against all the odds in 2012, they were awarded no less than 3 penalties at home to the Ghanaians, Medeama. And Kalema converted 2 of those penalties 25 minutes into the first half and, ironically, 25 minutes into the second half for a 2-0 victory. Kaiser Chiefs decided to field their B team because of their arduous domestic commitments against ASEC, and they paid the price with a 2-1 loss at home, the only side to lose at home in the first legs of the playoffs. The Ivorians went ahead late in the first half. The Siki, a Zimbabwean, equalized 4 minutes from time, and then deep in stoppage time, Buyua was allowed to move unchallenged into the penalty area. And when the ball came across, he poked it into the net. So I think it's fair to say, Sonny, that ASEC Mimosas are now firm favourites to win that tie. I am personally disappointed. This was really one of the glamour ties of the round. And Chiefs, by making 10 changes from a midweek league match, to me, devalued the competition. The coach keeps going on about the fact that they have to play two matches every week and how tough and arduous it is. My answer is very simple to that. If Al Ahly, if Esperance, if Etoile Sahel, if CA Bezerten, etc., can play two matches every week and travel the length and breadth of Africa, why can Kaizer Chiefs not do that as well? Another victory for Cotton Sport at Cameroon at home to Petro Atletico of Angola. The winning goal coming from Mba with 7 minutes left. Tunisian sides have done very well in the Confederations Cup. They've won it a record four times. And both their sides look set to reach the group phase after forcing goalless draws away. Etoile Sahel did it against Horoya in Conakry. And Bezerten did it against Nkana in Kitwe. And finally, sad news for all our Nigerian listeners. Bayelsa United went to Ivory Coast, but they lost 2-0 to San Pedro. Roger Asale put the Ivorians ahead in the final minute of the first half, and he scored again in the final minute of the second half. It's certainly not mission impossible for Bayelsa, who will host a return game in Nigeria this coming weekend. But the fact that they didn't score away is just going to make it that much more difficult. A reminder, Sonny, those second leg matches will be played on April 25, 26 and 27. That's Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And then on the following Tuesday in Cairo, we will have the group draw where the eight survivors will be split into two mini-leagues.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sunny Young. And